Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Those of you who joined the line a few minutes early, we've had some fun for the last couple of minutes. This is Saturday AM Live, and Vance Rogers is your host today, which is pretty much the host every Saturday for 52 Saturdays of the year for the last 15 or so. And I want to thank you for joining today, and I want to thank those of you who just shared a little kind of pre-call assignment out of curiosity. I'm always amazed at the tenure of people with Neekin, and one of the known facts, or little known facts, in the network marketing industry is that Neekin, of companies that are out there, has one of the highest retention rates. And what I mean by that is when people join Neekin, as we hear time and time again, those who are full-time, those who are doing it as a hobby, those who are simply customers, it always comes back to, I love the products, that's why I love Neekin. And that can be said of a lot of companies out there, that whether they have a shake or they have lotions or whatever the case may be, they may have something unique, but what keeps people in Neekin? And we heard everything from 6 months to 22 years to everything in between amongst those of you who spoke up. And that, I want to use that this morning, and I don't know if my new good friend, we've only known each other for a few years, Ann McNabb, will be able to join us tonight, or this morning. She actually arrived home at 12:30 a.m., and I don't know if she's on the line or not, so I'll trust that if she is, she'll speak up, and if not, we'll make that happen in the future. I didn't really have her scheduled, but she just texted me when she landed in Calgary and said, what time is the call? I may sleep in. And I wrote her back and said, sleep in, Ann. You deserve it. After a journey from Southern California back to Calgary, it definitely is worthwhile to sleep in. I want to jump in this morning and talk about, and I want to encourage those of you who have never joined Dave Johnson's call, and I'm going to put this right up front so you have plenty of time, and I'll announce it in the middle of the call and then at the end in about 30 minutes. Not only the phone number for Dave Johnson's call, but also the code. And so if you're not ready to write, grab something to write, and I'll give this to you. Or maybe you've got it already recorded in your phone and you've made it a weekly habit to jump on Dave's call that commences in about an hour. Rick Murphy, Diamond from Austin, Texas, will be his guest. And Rick, myself, actually, Rick and Vance Rogers were the only two diamonds that were at the Meeting of the Minds this week in Irvine, California. It was the last, well, as far as we know, the last official meeting that will be taking place in the Neekin Conference Room at 52 Discovery before they move over to 2 Corporate Drive, the new, I guess we're going to call it the world headquarters of Neekin Incorporated. And which will be taking place in a couple of weeks. But Rick and I were honored as the two diamonds to be part of this elite group, if we could call ourselves that, that came together. And Rick's got some stuff that I think is going to be very time sensitive, some information that he shared at the Pathfinder Summit 2 weekends ago that everybody I talked to that was there was just riveted. And kind of the timing of where we're at in Neekin. And that phone number to jump on that call is 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343. And the passcode, 83854#. Again, 83854#. And I'll give that number out again if you didn't get it, so don't panic. And if you're listening to Saturday AM Live right now via the recorded site, you can hear all of Dave Johnson's calls that he does on Saturday morning at, I believe it's thecalloftheleader.com or magneticleaders.com. One of those will get you, and one of you on the call will be nice enough at the end to give me the correct website for that, because I did not have that in front of me, and I was a little ill-prepared on that. But really encourage you, if you can't jump on it live this morning, catch the recording, because and you'll want it, this is a call that you'll probably want to just kind of archive and listen to time and time again. As with the call that Julie Tara did a couple days ago that just a lot of information. So what I'm going to do, my goal, my commitment to you, those of you who are so faithful to look to me as a leader and say, you know, Vance, he's really good at disseminating information and I use it. Or maybe you don't say that. Maybe you just have nothing to do on a Saturday morning. You just think, hey, this is a good way to start the day. I'm not sure why you're joining and tuning in. But my goal over the next few months is to grab these people that were there. Bo Tanis, Reed Nelson, Mike DiMuccio, Dave Johnson, Ann McNabb, Mac and Pat, Dennis Estes, Susan Carver, and I don't think I missed anybody in my list there, but there was right at a dozen of us that were around this table, and we spent from 9 a.m. to 5.05 p.m., worked right on through lunch, so a solid 9 hours. That is 9 hours, right? No, that's 8 hours solid, I'm sorry. Brainstorming, discussing things. We had a list of items that we had submitted. Everything from improvement of communication, customer service, compensation plan, sales incentive, president's club, products, messaging, marketing, the business kit, momentum, belief and trust, values, intention equals results, and a few other things that were not on that list that got brought up. And we discussed these with great passion. There were tears. There was laughter. There was serious, serious discussion of all of these issues and more. And what we did was pour our blood, sweat, and tears into a roundtable discussion and just simply said, hey, if you invited us here to talk about these things, let's talk. The gloves came off about 9:30, literally, and we didn't hold anything back. And I tell you, even in the opening remarks of the folks that were there, it was just absolutely amazing. What's going to come out of it? That time will tell. Time will really tell what comes out of it. We are extremely optimistic. We've already emailed each other many times about what we discussed, what a good time frame would be to introduce some of these ideas, these concepts, tweak what we have. Hey, how is this going to impact us for the long term? But overall, what I can tell you, I can't divulge the details, and you know, some of you are on the line saying, well, Vance, just give us something. Give us a nugget, as one of our diamonds said to me yesterday. Vance, you haven't really told me what. I said, oh, I can't. I can't. It'll jeopardize everything we did, and I won't. It's not fair. And it's not that I'm holding on or we're holding on to privy information just to dangle it in front of you. I think the biggest thing that I want to convey to folks is Neekin is a company that truly, not always has it been this way, but Neekin is a company that listens to the field and they respond. And I've seen things take place in a matter of minutes. And I think just one quick example was in Las Vegas at the last convention 6 months ago. I went right up to Brenda Ogden, who I believe her title is our Director of Operations now, and at the time she was over the IT department, anything and all things that was seen and is seen on the website. And I said, hey, Brenda, you had mentioned that da-da-da-da-da. Can we get that up on the website, and can we see that, like, you know, interactive and now? And she said, hang on just one second. She grabbed her cell phone. She made a call back to one of the gentlemen that was one of her assistants at Neekin and say, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and throw that up on the website now. Yeah, remember we talked about that? Yeah, let's go ahead and release that. It was right then and there. I thought, holy smokes. It was just a simple idea that I thought this would be really helpful, and they were already one step ahead and running with it. And so very, very responsive. Will the ideas, will the things we discussed this week be that proactive that quickly? I don't know. I really don't know. I want to talk about this morning, though. This is kind of the elephant in the room that some people are wanting to address. Others are saying, well, you know, what's the message behind what's going on? I want to read a letter from Reed Nelson.
that many of you should have received. Dennis and Ruth sent it out last night at 11:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So most of you probably haven't even seen it. You haven't read it. But this sort of, if you're in the Williams organization, you would have received it. If you're in Reed, in Yvonne Nelson's organization, you would have received it. And this is from Reed and Yvonne regarding the sale of Nikan's building. As we all know, it's been on the website now for a week. As far as the email, there are so many rumors out there, not only in Nikan, but in the network marketing industry, that Nikan, the ship is sinking, so they had to, you know, cut their losses and unload this building because it was an albatross. I mean, the list of the, I mean, it's the creativity amongst the naysayers is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. So let me just read this to you right quick to kind of set the benchmark. And then I want to make a couple comments, and then I'm going to open up the line. And because there's probably questions that I've missed over the last few days. Again, from Reed, we just returned from a meeting in Irvine where we met with some of the leaders of Nikan. It was the last meeting that we will have in that particular building. There will be many more meetings to come, but in a new location. It is for this reason I want to address you all today. Nikan has been a leader and an innovator in many areas: health and wellness, income generation, creating and helping people make their dreams come true, just to name a few. Nikan has also been a leader in the Irvine area in being a great green company and showing great fiscal restraint and responsibility. When the Nikan World Headquarters building was built and opened for business some 15 years ago, it was a different time in our world. With the progress of technology and especially the internet, the building became too large. Nikan did not need that much space to accomplish their day-to-day business activities. An example is the massive call center. When our current building was first built, the phone was the primary way to put in an order. Now it is the internet, and that much space just isn't required. Over half of the beautiful structure, over half of the office space, lays empty. The building was sold not because of a lack of business, but rather because of technology being the way it is. It takes fewer people and much less space to accomplish the same business activities. At the present time, over 80% of Nikan's business is done on the internet, and those percentages will continue to grow. The building, as you know, is completely paid for and always has been, as is our new building. With the present headquarters building not being fully utilized, it costs the company precious resources for maintenance, utilities, property taxes, and who knows what else just to keep the building in good shape. Tens of thousands of dollars are spent every month in overhead expenses for space that is no longer needed. Between that and just having millions and millions of dollars tied up in real estate that's not being useful or accessible, the decision to sell the building is a very fiscally responsible thing to do. The new building is very nice and shows well and will do us all very well for decades to come. Nikan is setting a great example by being fiscally responsible and at the same time gearing up for a great and growing future. We applaud Mr. Watanabe and Mr. Foley for being wise stewards and building a great and profitable future for us all. Nikan is in great shape and stronger than ever and will certainly, and will certainly outlast all of us. Remember, we are building a legacy for our personal families, as well as the future in Nikan family, for our future Nikan family. We are proud to be part of this great company and look forward to many years of serving the world with you. We hope to see you in Orlando at the Royal Alliance on May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you out on the Nikan Highway. Yours in the Five Pillars of Health, Reed and Yvonne Nelson. There's so many things that he, Reed, and Yvonne penned in that letter that I want to just take a few minutes and draw your attention to. Let's talk about being fiscally responsible. Most of us probably don't know. $50,000 a month just to maintain that facility. Now, a lot of those costs are recouped from when I arrived on Tuesday, walked onto the premises. I was quickly greeted by several security guards because the 2015 Acuras were on site in the lobby along with Jerry Seinfeld, shooting a car commercial which will be aired more than likely next fall, unless Acura wants to really unveil them early and do it next summer. I don't know. But Niken, over the years, has continually rented out to Hollywood, to car companies, to you name it. The Army Reserves shot a commercial. We've all seen this. We all utilize this. We brag about it. You know, great blockbuster movies like Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. It became Stark Industries for that movie. Over the years, so much has taken place there because of its uniqueness, because of its stellar appearance. That's one way Niken has recouped a lot of that. But that being said, $50,000 a month. I did crunch some numbers. I'm not that analytical, but one of the other figures that it costs $9,000 a month just to maintain the koi pond. As beautiful as it is. Do the math on that. When they opened in 1999, that's over $1.5 million just for the fish. Okay? And I know I'm being a little sarcastic here, but one of the things that Niken did a few years ago that appeared in the Niken magazine, which I thought was stellar on that part, is they fitted the whole entire roof with solar panels. And today, they basically, most days, completely off the power grid. Completely self-sufficient. They didn't have to do that, but that's part of what Reed Navon addressed is the purpose and the benefit of going green and being an example. How do we lead? How do we set the bar higher? One other point that I think needs to be shared when it comes to the size and the utilization of a structure like this. You know, walking out of that building a few days ago, knowing it was going to be the last time I would be walking out of that as far as when, you know, Niken owns it, I had to, you know, kind of take an emotional journey of all the different events that I'd attended there, President's Club receptions, trainings, even doing a wellness preview myself in the main conference room. What an honor, what a privilege it was for me to stand on the same stage that was built for a Cher music video, the music artist. And I just thought, holy smokes, what an honor to be able to use this. And at the same time, looking at the current employees that manage everything that we need them to manage, they're literally a group of employees out in a soccer stadium, sitting in the middle of the field, when they could do everything we need them to do from the locker room. They don't need a stadium anymore. And the times have changed. When we went diamond, oh my goodness, that was 14 years ago, February of 2000. Every single order was placed over the phone, either through the Neat system or with a live order entry operator. Every single application was faxed in. I mean, it was labor intensive to get all of this stuff in, to break two silvers in 1 month for us to go diamond. That's a thing of the past. I mean, everything, as Reed pointed out, everything is done on the internet, or at least 80% of the orders now placed. So it's the timing is right. The timing is absolutely a necessity. And if Niken didn't respond, if Tom Watanabe didn't step up and say yes to this, the building was never for sale. I think that's one thing I need to point out here. There wasn't a big for sale sign out front. That was never the case. The company that bought it, and I don't have the name in front of me, they have 500 employees, and they manufacture medical devices. I don't know, some of you could probably Google the address and you could find out if you're really serious. But 500 employees will fit very nicely in that facility, and it'll be a new home to another great company that will utilize it. And this company, this is the third time, if I understand the facts, and again, I could be fuzzy on this, but this is the third time that they had offered to purchase the facility. And Mr. Watanabe and Mr. Foley and the legal team said, yeah, this is a great offer. Let's go with it. And it's going to allow Niken to be in a different position and be fiscally responsible. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on and about this. One other thing, there's been some concern about outsourcing. That's a word that has a negative connotation to it with as far as the shipping and receiving department, our warehouse. This new building as I've seen it with my own eyes, does not have a warehouse facility. There's not a shipping and receiving loading dock to do that kind of thing. So Niken has already contracted with another company. This is all they do. All they do is shipping and receiving for companies like us. What does that mean to us? Well, I look at it from the perspective of, well, maybe it's simply going to give us more leverage that we didn't have before. Maybe the cost of shipping will no longer be a minimum $850. So don't hold your breath on that. So please don't say, oh, Vance announced it on his call. The price of shipping is going to be reduced. I didn't say that. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. But I'm thoroughly optimistic that, hey, this is going to be a new trend for us. That why does Niken need to keep this in-house when they can do it, farm it out to a company and say, and maybe it'll work great, maybe it won't. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And I want to encourage everyone, if you're hearing what I'm saying here, please do yourself a favor, do your family a favor, do your Niken organization a favor, and don't get caught up in the drama. Don't get caught up in the rumor mill of, oh, I heard this. Check it out. If you hear something, don't get swayed by it. Call your upline, call a crossline, call somebody that may know the information. Call me for Pete's sakes. And if it sounds a little bit legit and I think, well, I don't know about that, that sounds pretty far-fetched. Let's check it out before you get swayed by the drama of a story. Because gossip will kill the lifeblood of anything. Niken hasn't changed. We've only gotten better. Going into our 40th year, things have only gotten better. The technology is better. The way we handle customer service is better. I mean, there's so many things. And yet, I mean, the rumors that are out there, that most of them are propagated by our competition, 99% of them, because they're trying to get a jab. They're trying to throw something at us to sway us from what we know to be true. And that is the five pillars of health is a philosophy that has changed our lives in a dramatic way. And we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to our families to say, hey, you know, we're not going to give in to rumors. We're not going to give in to, suspicions and this and that. Do our job. Let's do what we know we're called to do. As Julie Ta shared, you know, with the group on Wednesday, she said, I've been called to do this and only this. This is what I was born to do. And, she followed that up by, this is a simple principle of share and sponsor. That's our job, share and sponsor. And let's go do that. And I would add to that, let's invite and ignite. Share, sponsor, invite, ignite. That's really what it comes down to. That's our responsibility, to look at what we have and say, wow, I guess I really do have something. And some of us, whether we've been in Niken for 6 months or 22 years or somewhere in between as we started this call, let's look at that opportunity and say, what is it that I really have my hands on here? What am I doing with it? It's really quite selfish if we don't share and sponsor. And that falls on the responsibility for all of us. So that's really what I just was burning on my heart to share with the group this morning. And questions, comments, particularly on this topic. You want to hit star 6? Go ahead.
Ash Eckholm fan here. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
I'm going to take a little bit of credit to that letter that came out from Reed, because when the first announcement came out about Niken was moving, I sent something to Colleen Edwards and I said, April Fools, right? She says, no kidding, we're moving. And so then I got on the phone to Reed. I said, you know, hey, what's happening here? And he explained exactly what he said in the letter. And I said, you know, my number one value in the world is communication. I think everything can be resolved in communication. And I would love to see a culture with Niken where things were explained to us in the field who are not in the President's Club. I assume the President's Club has been privy to what's going on, but it would be really great for us to know what was happening and the reasons and the wherefores and the whys, because that would build confidence. Everybody would be on the same page. And I said, I think it's really, really, really important. He said, yep, I hear you. And I copied that to Colleen, and she says, got it. She says, hear you loud and clear. I said, so as we move into this new era, let's move into a new era where when things happen, whether they're, you know, well, something somebody might see as a positive or somebody might see as a negative, when we have a leader that is replaced or quits or, you know, in corporate, or we have a move, or we have some major life-changing thing, we get told about it. We always get told about the new positive things, but sometimes we don't get told about, you know, things that have happened, and we hear about it through the rumor mill and through the grapevine, and it kind of makes folks feel like they're not privy to what's going on. And so that letter was I said I think that either corporate or you or Dave Johnson or Dennis and Ruth, somebody needs to put something out to explain about just exactly what it is you just told me. And that was the result of the letter on Friday. So I think that if we all kind of expect and encourage and give positive feedback about how helpful what you've just said on the call and how helpful Reed's letter has been, that we can encourage and reinforce that we have more of that in the future. And instead of having a surprise email, everybody knows what's going to be happening. They still need to do the announcement, but we've got the background, because that certainly shifts our concept, the fact that we're being green, that we aren't needing to use that building, that it's expensive, that the funds that we're spending there could be gone into more maybe R&D or more marketing or more web pieces or more remuneration to us as wellness consultants for product sales and for initiating new wellness consultants. So I, for one, would just really love to see everybody on this call give feedback to their upline, especially in the President's Club, and to corporate, to Jeff Isom and Colleen Edwards, et cetera, that was a huge, important piece of communication, and we would have loved to have had that before rather than after.
Sure.
So that's my two cents.
And, you know, Robin, what you just said is exactly why communication was the number one item on the list that we discussed this week. And it's not been good. It has really not been good. And because of the internet, because of the information superhighway, I mean, you can look at any issue that's in the news, and with literally within minutes, by the end of the day, if it's newsworthy, it is out there around the world because of Facebook. Because, I mean, news today gets spread around. And again, whether it's positive or negative, and unfortunately, usually it's the negative that travels faster. And even something as good and as wholesome as the sale of this facility, which was all the right reasons, can be spun in the wrong way. And it's unfortunate that so many of us had to hear it from people that had some information for whatever the reason. But, you know, talking with the employees the few that I got to talk to, so much excitement to be able to make this move and to charge forward into the future. And what's sad is, because if any of you have ever sold a house or bought a house, there's this thing called the projected closing day. Yep, we're going to be closing on this day. And then things fall through, a document's missing or whatever the case may be, and it gets bumped back a week or a couple weeks. And it's so frustrating. So imagine what these employees have been going through for the past few months. And then that's the part of the reason why we didn't know about it in the field, is because they didn't know if the ink was actually the right, you know, if it was dry. And I don't want to divulge a bunch of details, because I'll get in trouble for repeating some of the stuff that I heard. But
you know, there's all kinds of other stuff that's involved. And it would have been great to say, hey, we're in the process, or as our good Canadians to the north say, we're in the process of getting this transaction to go through. And unfortunately, it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And there's a lot of other stuff connected with this. There's a lot of other stuff that's not connected. But I, again, you know, we are, again, this was the top number one line item issue of the 10 that we addressed, we discussed with communication, both back and forth, and as Robin just encouraged us to do. Use that feedback button. Feedback@nican.com is the email, or right there on the website, the lower right-hand corner, the little green ribbon or banner that's diagonally across the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Send this stuff to NECAN. And if you don't feel like you're being heard, call your Upline President's Club member. Part of the reason we have a conference call every single month is to get this stuff to them, and we're all on the same page. We're all part of the same team. We're all the same family. So it's our responsibility when there's issues that are bothering us, get the information up there. Any other thoughts, comments? Line's open. All you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line.
This line is now unmuted.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
You did good, Vance.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. My goal was not so much to do good. My goal was really to just share my perspective of what's transpired and what's been transpiring for the last few months, and where we get to go in the future.
So well said.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Is that Gloria?
No, this is Wayne. I am back.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you talk about the new warehousing situation, how that's going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. If you've hit *6 and demuted your line, or can you hit it again so we can get out to it? It sounds like there's traffic noise in the background there. Someone's driving or on a cell phone or moving. You'd be surprised how much comes through on a conference call. Those of you who were on the line last week, you know how just a little voice can really muck things up. As far as, are we all mature enough to be able to handle the word outsourcing? Okay, I think we should be as adults. When a company makes a decision that if they had something in-house and they make a decision like what Nican's done to take, well, the current facility at 52 Discovery, the non-office side, okay, if I can use it that way, what was the percentage of the building? I'm gonna venture out here and say about 1/3 of the building was in the shipping and receiving, okay, the warehouse space. How many employees are in that department? Don't know. How many employees will be terminated? And I know that's another strong word, but they're no longer services, they're no longer needed. This is just my speculation on this, that if and when Nican utilizes a company that this is all they do for other companies, that will give them a greater leveraging point, or it should be able to, because this, they're not just shipping Nican packages, but they're shipping all these other companies' packages, so they're doing more bulk, they're doing more volume. Nican is not going to be paying those employees, so that's money that's not going out. Will this in fact affect and impact the price of the shipping? I don't know. I'm optimistic that it will. Will we get to see the savings of that? I don't know. Maybe not. I really don't know. Maybe it'll stay exactly the same because of the cost factor. One of the things that we addressed not in it, we didn't spend a lot of time on this, but one of the things that has come up in the years past that very, very few of us have been impacted. I mean, the percentage is almost minuscule to even bring it up. But when a return product, like when I walked into the will call department on Tuesday, I returned a bottle that was defective. I figured, I called, got an RMA on Monday, and I thought, why bother packaging it up? I'm going down there, I'll just walk it in. They entered it into the system. Yep, okay, we got it. A new one is on its way because they did need to inspect it. One of the things that I think will be resolved with the fact that sometimes, again, it's so minuscule, a product would come back to Niken that was, in fact, defective, and somehow it would get mismarked, and it ends up back out in the field. Again, I don't want to cause worry and stress, but it has happened in the past. That'll be a thing of the past because we will send RMA products that are defective back to Niken to the office. Why on earth would those ever end up over at the warehouse, which is an off-site different location? They won't, period, at all, okay? So that they will be discarded or disposed, or if it's still usable by an employee, let's say it's a, I don't know, there's all kinds of examples that come into my mind, but staying on topic, I think having that outside of Niken will give us a different perspective, a greater source of leveraging, much like what we used to see. Well, those of you who received your Niken Family Magazine, the latest issue, you saw that it came from a company in Nevada. Oh, wow. They used to all come out of Dallas, Texas. So Niken utilizes whatever company can give them the biggest bang for their buck. Because they're not going to pay employees at the home office to set and stuff magazines into envelopes and put address labels on them and then stamp them. They're not going to do that. There are companies that can do that much more cost effectively. Does that answer your question or help shed some light on, or was there a different take on using an auxiliary shipping company?
Is that?
Yes.
It's Bill for Winnipeg. I have to bring a Canadian perspective here.
Okay.
Just a comment and then a question of you. I haven't heard anything negative about any moves. What I've heard over the course of the last year or so is a lot of companies were seeking to buy our company because of its great looks and they wanted the building. So I had never heard anything negative that bad things were happening to me yet.
Yeah, Bill, you got two different entities, and you said it in a way that people could construe or misconceive what the entity here. A building and a company are two totally separate things.
Yeah.
And Niken, the building was never for sale. The company's never been for sale. Now, people will argue and say, well, what about this? Okay, if you want to take that on, you know, jump in the boxing ring with me, let's talk about that, but we're not going to do it on the call because, again, there's so many rumors and misconstrued information on that. Niken was offered, many, many, many companies in the years past have offered to say, man, that would be a great facility because it is an icon in the Irvine Business District.
Certainly is, and even while listening to this, I've got a Canadian Sports Channel on, and there was a Bridgestone commercial with our building face.
Mm-hmm.
We see it all the time. It's out there in movies and you name it, it's all over the place. But anyway, Vance, considering distribution, what will happen to the rest of North America? Where in Canada we have a separate distribution. Will that change any?
Well, I think what the decision was because Kurt Foley is American. He just said, we don't really need all those Canadians up north of the border, so they're on their own. No, I'm just kidding. No. I really have no earthly idea. My guess is it's going to stay the same. And again, you know, one of the things when they built the warehouse at Niken, it was designed for worldwide distribution. And that was one of the things. I remember the first time I toured that facility when Stacy and I were walking through with literally hundreds of other wellness consultants. looking at this warehouse from the balcony, the platform to look down into it, you could see that the size, we were at the time using 1/4 of it. And they said in the tour, our tour guide, which I believe was Pat Elkins, she said that we're only using 1/4 of it right now. And as we expand into other countries, this will allow us to double and then triple and then quadruple this facility, because it was completely set up to build a second story, a second floor, and duplicate to quad, literally, what we're currently using. Well, the internet changed everything. And when we went into different marketing units, when we went into Europe, when we went into South and Latin America, all of a sudden it became much more cost-effective to ship container loads of product from the original source, whether, the water system, the air system, the fleet system, things that come out of Korea. It made much more sense to ship the whole entire container straight to Europe rather than ship it to Irvine, to Long Beach to go through the port there. And then, and that still, I believe, will still be the same way. But again, this everything changed from 98 and 99 when this facility was constructed. And initially used it. Just the culture has changed, and who could foresee that? Nobody could. I mean, people are smart and they're gifted, but I don't know if anybody really had any idea that. I mean, look how much the world has changed just with Facebook. I mean, at any given time, I can communicate with people clear on the other side of the planet that I never could communicate before, in a way. And it's free of charge. Whereas before, all fish said. So, Bill, I honestly don't think for the Canadian Nikan family it's going to change at all.
Well, I didn't think it would, Vance, but again, it's just a thought. Here we are, yeah. They're changing distribution then at headquarters, which is the main distribution point for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a main distribution point in Canada. And we used to have two, now we just have one.
Mm-hmm. Used to have one in Vancouver, British Columbia,
correct.
And then one outside of Toronto, I believe, correct?
But there's still one in Toronto. But just another comment, Giselle and I have to head down into your great country tomorrow, because in Canada we cannot get the liver support, and our better version of joints, so we have to pick up a little bit for ourselves, as well as a little bit of a vacation. However, you commented on shipping costs. Shipping costs to our destination point is a lot more favorable in the United States. Taxes are a lot more favorable too than what we do have in Canada. So I don't know how it can get any better for you people in the States, because you have some great costs as it is. If they do go up a little, well, you're still probably beating us here. But just a little comment there as to what the difference is. So
sure. And Bill, do you want to go ahead and state your last name since this call is recorded? And that way the FDA and all those other governmental regulating agencies can go ahead and arrest you at the border for smuggling, because it sounds like that's what you maybe pick up a carton or a case of smokes while you're at it and take them back across the border.
Just kidding.
We do. Here in Oregon, we don't have sales tax, okay? And people that live in Southwest Washington, just across the Columbia River, they do the same thing. They'll put in an order for a sleep system, and rather than paying, Washington sales tax on it, they'll ship it to a friend or an address in Oregon and drive, the few minutes across the border, across the 205 or the I-5 bridge, and go pick up their package and take it back home. I mean, it makes good fiscal sense. And is it undermining the whole structure of the state of Washington and the sales tax? I don't know. I don't think the government is going to be too hard up to miss all that. But, anyways, thank you, for several of you who are commenting in. I want to give out both Dave Johnson's, phone number, area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343, and the passcode is 838-54-POUND, 838-54-POUND. by 4 pounds. And that's for Dave Johnson's call that commences in 12 minutes from now, and Rick Murphy is his guest on that call. And for the recording, since this call is being recorded, if you can't catch that live, the website for Dave's calls, and he posts them all in chronological order, just like on SaturdayAMLive.com, it's magneticleaders.com. Magneticleaders.com. And all of his recordings are posted, his calls are posted there as well. So, anyways, folks, that's all I've got for today. And as I said at the top...
I just want to know if I still got a job.
Gary, you still have a job, okay?
Nobody. I was with you. I mean, don't forgive me, brother. I was with you before you got married, even. I mean, that was 50 years ago.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. And, you know, and for those of you who don't know, the voice that you're hearing right now at the end, Gary, I don't know how much credit you give to Neekin for turning your life around or getting your life back on track after literally almost dying from streptococcal meningitis. That's a call. We'll probably should do a follow-up to that to share that amazing story to where you are now a few years later.
Well, I did die a couple years ago, but I'm okay now.
You came back from the dead. Much like... Let's finish on this good note. Much like somebody, the only person that I ever know of that actually spoke of coming back from the dead, I want to wish everybody, regardless of your religious affiliation or not, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Easter weekend as we all celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, the only guy who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me," right out of John 14:6. That little scripture was painted across the bow of my dad's last race boat back in the early 70s after he committed his life to God. And he went from being the exterminator. Yeah, I think his boat name was the Exterminator. They changed the name to Water Walker. And it was a great transition for the whole Rogers family. But as you celebrate Easter, know that we love you, the whole entire Rogers family, and wish you the best Easter that you can have. Just keep it going, folks. Pay it forward. Share, sponsor, invite, ignite. Take advantage of what we have, and have, again, a wonderful, wonderful Easter weekend. And we will talk to you next week, if not before. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about Neekin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.